Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. Thank you for taking this 56-day journey through the letters of John. No other writer in Scripture highlights the qualities of God's light, love, and life the way John does. These short letters will guide us into a stronger and deeper fellowship with the God who loves to shine His light into our darkness.
Welcome to Day 9 of the Letters of John. Today's title is Propitiation, Big Word, Huge Implications. John Piper said, "Christ is our attorney, and His portfolio is His propitiation. He stands before His Father in heaven, and every time we sin, He doesn't make a new propitiation. He doesn't die again and again. Instead, He opens His portfolio and lays the exhibit of Good Friday on the bench before the judge. Photographs of the crown of thorns, the lashing, the mocking soldiers, the agonies of the cross, and the final cry of victory, it is finished." Our text today is 1 John 2:2. "He is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world." 1 John 2:2 connects what John later recorded in 1 John 4:10, "And this is love, not that we have loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins." The word propitiation only occurs 4 times in Scripture. The 2 times in 1 John, in Romans 3:25, and in Hebrews 2:17. Sometimes preachers can use big words that no one understands. At times, writers do the same thing. John used this big word because it has huge implications in the life of a Christ follower. What does it mean that Jesus Christ is our propitiation? Let's go to Rod Mattoon's work, Treasures from 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, for wisdom behind the meaning of this great word. In the New Testament, propitiation refers to the work of God, not the work of men. Men did good works to appease the pagan gods in Greek culture. They wanted to buy off God's anger and purchase His love. We, however, are incapable of satisfying the justice of God. The only acceptable appeasement is made by God Himself. The Greek word for propitiation is hilasteron. It comes from the Greek word for sacrifice, hilasmos. This root word for sacrifice means to atone or make payment for. Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. The word propitiation, hilasteron, is a reference to the mercy seat in the Jewish temple. Each year, on the Day of Atonement, the high priest would sprinkle the blood of the sacrifice on the mercy seat on top of the Ark of the Covenant. He would do this to atone for the sins of the people. The blood could not take away the sin. It could only cover it until the time when Christ would come and purchase a salvation for us that would be totally complete. This is what Jesus did for us. In heaven, Jesus sprinkled His blood in the presence of God the Father. Through the blood of Jesus Christ, we have atonement, or covering, for our sins when we put our faith in Him. Our sins are covered by the blood of Christ. God the Father sees the blood of Christ when He looks at the sinner saved by His grace. The death of Christ was the final and sufficient payment for eternal life. Yet, you must accept His payment. Nothing else, such as good works, religious deeds, or etc., is sufficient payment for our sins. The blood of Christ is your spiritual protection. Jesus is our mercy seat. He is our propitiation and secures us from the judgment of God when we put our faith in Him. Our security from judgment is found in Him and Him alone. In a way, like the cherubim, He protects the way to heaven by being the only way there. There is no other access to heaven except through Him. Out of His great love for us, Jesus paid the penalty of our sin by shedding His blood on the cross. Because He took our place and paid our sins, He is our defense attorney before the Father and the atoning sacrifice for our sins. We have an incredible Savior who loves us, pays our penalty, and defends us. Consider these questions. How does Romans 3:23-25 add to your understanding of the biblical concept of propitiation. It reads, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and are justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, whom God put forward as a propitiation by His blood, to be received by faith. This was to show God's righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over former sins." What does Hebrews 2:17 teach us about Jesus as your propitiation? It reads, "Therefore, He had to be made like His brothers in every respect, so that He might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service of God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people." How can this big word with huge implications, propitiation, encourage you to be closer to Christ today? Thanks for listening. Have a great day.